Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good morning. It's 11:02 a.m. here in the Pacific time zone. It's about, what, 2:02? 2:02 for you guys in Eastern. 1:02 for you guys in Central. And, of course, 12:02 for you guys in Mountain Time if you guys are playing by the United States standard. Enough of that, standard music. yes, I'm going to be got you. Basically, I'm going to be updating you guys here today. It is on January 28th, 2016. Like I said, good morning, good afternoon, good evening for you guys all over the United States, continental U.S. I did want to get you guys updated here today, basically getting into the lawsuit on Broadcasters Incorporated, the United States Postal Service, and Wells Fargo Bank, North America. And they're going to be going into the thing where we're talking about the FCC and the website that has been revamped and redesigned for the program here today. So, as we get started here today, if you guys want to call in today, basically, on behalf of this show, 657, that's area code 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. But you're going to talk about the program here today. So, again, 657-383-0568. And we do have like about 28 minutes in the program here today. So, basically, this update here today is basically pertaining to the legal case that's pending currently on Broadcasters Incorporated in New York City, Nashville, Tennessee. United States Postal Service of Sioux Falls and Wells Fargo Bank of Sioux Falls. We have the case submitted currently right now at the federal level in the Washington, D.C. area. It's going to be submitted to Congress, and Congress will be going on from there to look over the case to approve. And once approved, it will be headed over to FTC, being to the fact that FTC had actually seen the foreign records of Broadcasters Incorporated on their behalf, and it will be submitted to the Supreme Court. Once the Supreme Court looks over the paperwork, Broadcasters Incorporated, USPS, and Wells Fargo will be getting a legal notice of action to appear at the court in Washington, D.C., at the United States Supreme Court. So that's what's currently going on right now in this half part of the program. So basically, what happened here, basically, in this whole ordeal between me and Broadcasters Incorporated and United States Postal Service, is that someone had decided to steal my mail from my roommate's mailbox, is what had happened. So that's basically what started this whole thing. So when I applied for the making information through Wells Fargo Bank, somebody decided to steal the information from the mailbox. And I know it's a cybercrime, and everybody knows it's a cybercrime, but that's basically what's going on in part of this lawsuit. Our computers is rigged up with GPS capabilities, and they do track and trace and pick up everything that's done illegally on this computer and IP address. I no longer have control of the IP address. Someone else has the control of the IP address, and that is the person I am currently deciding with, and she pays for the bill. When I had the bill, I was paying at approximately $50 a month, and that's for premium service. Until the running ran out, and that is when I kind of trying to get BMI to pay the royalties to my family got a network, of which they couldn't, and they didn't, and they never sent the payment in to the company's address here in Sioux Falls. But that's basically what that is on this part of the half of the program. Is a lawsuit. Again, you want to talk? 657-383-0568 is the number to call in if you're a subscriber and a follower. But anyway, so let's go back to the Wells Fargo thing here today. Being is it aspects of the Wells Fargo aspects of the issue? When the company had applied for the bank account, there was me, there was someone else who's been since been deported, there was Tamar Urban, and there was someone from Tokyo that was on the Banking of the Nation. So, as we know at this time, is that those signatures, if the bank account has been opened, those signatures have been forged. I had since given my signature to the, I do believe it to the postal inspector at this time. I do believe I can, I don't know who I gave it to, but they are aware of my signature now, and they have seen that it's actually the same signature. So that's basically what that's on. So United States Postal Service was going to be investigating after they received multiple reports on behalf of this ordeal of the theft of the mail from the address. And by the time they got around to even addressing the issue, by the time they got around to even investigating, I had already quit my job with Broadcast News Incorporated. It was in July of 2015. I submitted my recognition in June of 2015. They usually require 6 months notice, which I do give, but they under aspects, they do it like a month later. They have their board meeting. So I had quit working for Broadcast News Incorporated on July 23rd, 2015. So, at this time, I no longer work for Broadcast News Incorporated, and the deal was that if BMI didn't pay the royalties before I quit, that the lawsuit would be issued. So, again, this whole issue basically had a domino effect by one person and then a group of individuals, going back to when the bank account was filed. So, that is where it went wrong. That is where it started, on the mail theft. So, thanks to the fact that the United States Postal Service wouldn't listen in the first place, they got a lawsuit as well, in part in conjunction with the theft of the mail. And basically, it had fallen on to Broadcast News Incorporated as well, thanks to the fact that the mail was being stolen and no packages were received at this address. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is part of the issue. After investigating that, I had gone out to check the mail and found out my name was scribbled off the mailbox, so in which pictures were taken and submitted to court. Again, you want to talk about the issue? 657-838-0568 if you would like to talk. Phone lines are still open, and this is open conversation, free to the public. I'm going to give you guys some other things too here. You guys are probably witnessing and seeing changes here at Ripex Media National and Mutton and Go Network. Basically, I was given a deal is that corporate did not pay the royalties. That the FCC, people are actually helping me in some of this stuff, told me to come back to them, so which I did, and renewed my license with the FCC. So that's been filed and approved, and I'm just waiting on other people, so we're waiting on that. I had filed my midterm report, so that's good to go for the year, and I had also filed two things in conjunction with BXPQ, BXPQ, and 102.5 in San Francisco. But the Mutt Network is actually owned by me. I had paperwork with me at the address here in Sioux Falls. So the tax ID information is all with me. I have the tax information that's been sent to my offices here, so that's basically, I still have all the originals with me, which could be used against Broadcast News Incorporated, United States Postal Service, and Wells Fargo Bank. I also have the package information sent to the Embassy of Japan. That was with the Republic Media International business. They've been sent to my offices with Silicon Valley. That's with Microsoft. And they have also been sent to the who else are they sent to? The Philippine Embassy as well. So they're aware of the situation. They're aware of the IRS information. So it all runs back up to the thing with the best of the mill, Wells Fargo Bank. That's where it all resides from, is the theft in the mail. So when I didn't receive the Wells Fargo banking information in the mail, that is when it went wrong. So basically someone had stolen the mail, and that is where it had begun. I was only supposed to be here until the end of last year, or until my ID expired with the FCC. I did have two IDs, but the other ID was currently got expired, so. And I was only supposed to be here till last year. So now there's a legal conjunction in part of this lawsuit, and it also includes the Sioux Falls Police Department, which I do have a meeting with the mayor of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to discuss the charges, if at all possible, and to discuss the issue with the Wells Fargo Bank here locally. So is what's going on right now. Okay, you want to call? Can you go call in? 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. We do have about 17 minutes in the program. 15 minutes? it's basically quit now. I had got a hold of other people, like attorneys, state attorneys, judges. Not once has one responded back to my email. So it was later, that's the reason why it's all the way up to the United States Supreme Court right now. Sioux Falls Police Department, when I take the case, they said to call IRS. IRS had already knows what's going on. Got a hold of several attorneys here. Several attorneys will not take the case. I also had gotten hold of several state attorneys, including Marty Jackley. They all said they won't take the case. And they gave it a case number pertaining to some issues, but I'm not going to get anywhere indulgent on that. And I got a hold of the federal attorney here in Sioux Falls. No, in Pierce. In Pierce. And then we got the hold of the attorney here in South Dakota, and there was no response. So at this time, they all said there was no response. Probably most likely it was a no. So, and now the case is sitting at the United States Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. And I do know that you guys in South Dakota did what you did, and you guys had done what you done. But that is your issue, not my issue. I'm only here to investigate. I'm only here to make sure you guys don't get away. You want to call in? Again, 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. Oh, let's see. Moving on to the next best thing here. Next best thing here. Oh. Oh, that's actually enough. You guys are on the Blog Talk Radio currently. You can log in to chat too. So, here is the other half of the program. 14 minutes in the program here. Talking about the website and the FCC. and information that was updated with the Wiki system. The website currently with Real Pedophilia International, Multilingual Radio Network, have all been revamped, redesigned, reconfigured, and reestablished as it is. On Real Pedophilia International, you guys have seen what you had seen the changes into. We had made it a lot more viewable to your eyes, but I know in some situations, of this whole revamp, of the website here, sorry, waiting for it to load here. Okay, so I'm probably aware that there's ads already on the site, so. Which is there and okay. So. Take a look at the website for Real Pedophilia International. What you see is what you get. Address wpmworld.wix.com/home is the address. So it's located in San Francisco, Mission Terrace. They have tweets, the hashtags, and they have the follow button. And you also have a recommend button. They also have a Facebook, too, if you guys can look at the Facebook. Look at the Facebook. It's probably under the More tab. It's where you guys can find the website. But we also have the WC47 San Francisco. It's currently still under review. JPNK and Tokayo. Our staff link is there. Programming guide, including what's been shown. What's currently showing, what's being filmed, WORD, which is the World of Online Radio, Less Disciplined. Multilingual Radio Network is also there. You can also look on there. MULTIRADIO.WIX.COM/HOME. We also have our Mixcloud up there for the podcast that we do. You guys are also seeing another feature on there, about which is the financials globally and other big agencies that are out there as well. We also have a live feed for the White House that's also up on there and available. And we also have other news and events. Contact information, Manta, license, programming, Spreaker, legal issues, our corporate emails, our website addresses, links, marketing, you know, all those places that's also on the bottom. Copyright 2012-2016, we are going to be updating that. And we do also have, what we do is we track and trace our visitors worldwide. So that's what we also do. We also use a thing called Safe Caller so that they know that our phone number is a safe number to call. And not some phony people. So now we're going to go see if we can go and get into Multilingual Network here. Waiting for it to pop up here. You guys have seen the revamp of the website there as well. But anyways, if you look at the website here, we've got 5 minutes in the program here. We have our page. Our staff page. Our music we play, where we support and promote. KONB, which says DJ Talents. And Voice Talents. Blog Talk Radio, contact information, you probably see it scrolling weather for San Francisco. Again, we have our about homepage, our staff page, music, KONB, Voice Talents, DJs, Blog Talk Radio, and contacts. That's on the top page. You guys will scroll down to the bottom, see Monta, Twitter, Google Plus, and YouTube from the Obamas. Obama's radio. My hashtag for Multilingual Radio Network, promotional considerations. Little Bit Show is also on there. KONB 102.5, JPNK, Realist Itakaya, GXDQ 979970, and Demonio Radio. Copyright 2016. Network of Multilingual Network Association is with the United Nations UNICEF, a service Republic International MNC, and part of WC 47 in San Francisco, Commerce Incorporated, owned by Nothing Legal Kimikaku, email marketing by Asia.com and USA.com, along with Radio.fm. Again, the website for Multilingual Radio Network is multilingualradionetwork.wix.com/home. Go to the website and check them out. See what you guys get. You have 5 minutes in the program, so if you guys want to talk, now is the time. 657-383-0568. Is the number to call in. We're just waiting on the server here, so You'll also go to the link that says KONB. You'll see Listen. You see the link for Windows Media Player, Radio Nami, or Cloud Streaming, and of course, Gemini. Like I said, I am not Mikatu, but 102.5 KONB. Matanango Network and Republic International. Of course, if you guys want to the listening for this thing, you go to the website again, though. You get also at streaming.radionami.com/1025KONB. And because I wondered how this is all being established, it's all based off the taxpayers' dollars. It's a federal agency. I am not to make that deal. For 102.5 KONB, Matalingo Network. Thank you for listening.